Okay, we're starting.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Beauty Talk on Blog Talk Radio for today, Thursday, July 2nd. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, co-owner of Illusion Cosmetics, and tonight, shortly, we'll be joined by my sister, Denise, and also we're joined tonight with by Rocky Cosetti of Ket Cosmetics. Welcome, Rocky, to the show.
Thank you very much, Janice. I'm glad to be here with you.
Great. You all can join tonight's discussion by calling in at 914-803-4399, or you can email us your questions at info@illusionsbeauty.com. We also invite you to join us live in the chat room here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's show is part one of a part series on airbrush makeup, and again, we're joined tonight by makeup artist and director of makeup for Ket Cosmetics, Rocky Cosetti. Again, thank you for joining us, Rocky. And can you start the show tonight just by telling us who you are, what you've done, and how you got involved with Ket Cosmetics and, you know, your whole story?
Okay, listen up because it's a long one and I'll put it in a nutshell. I am a San Francisco native. I have been in the business about 25 years. I keep forgetting that I didn't get paid until my second year in the business, so it's officially 23. But I started back in 83. I started doing makeup on myself. I was that androgynous 80s boy like a lot of us were, inspired by people like Lee Bowery and Boy George. And I took on art at a very early age where I was trying to draw those cartoon figures in the TV guide. I never did get to submit it, but I always like fantasized winning that contest. So when I got the chance in 10th grade in high school, I decided that I would take up cosmetology. I wanted to know hair. I didn't know at the time that I could learn about aesthetics and makeup. I just took it on naturally. That took me on a journey, which I call my frustrated journey, because I didn't know that once I got into cosmetology, that there really wasn't a focus on makeup. So I am self-taught, and I actually consider that a gift, because now as I empower myself to teach other individuals, I like to teach with a style that doesn't have a lot of rules. One of my pet peeves, which I made a mandatory rule, is match all skin tones. As you know, as a woman of color, it's difficult.
Right.
So needless to say, I then went back for aesthetics. I also found that it was lacking in makeup instruction. I then was empowered by my instructor, Ms. Lassiter, to start teaching the students right in my own school. And that's where I developed the sense that I had a passion for education and facilitating anything I could learn. I then wanted to share it with everyone.
Gotcha.
So that's it. That's the basics.
Okay, so tell everybody what this airbrush craze is all about.
This airbrush craze, it's really the biggest transition since we went from black and white to color, especially for a makeup artist, you know, not to mention for cameramen and grips and directors. It's really one of the most amazing opportunities, not only for us to lift our craft, our ability to please our clients, to make them look better. When we went into the studio for the first time back in 98, Sheila McKenna, my colleague, we had already been airbrushing, and we fell in love with the techniques, and we really didn't fall in love with the textures, and mostly we really had a battle with the skin tones that were offered, if I may call them skin tones. So that really set us on a path, which we didn't intend on creating a makeup brand prior to going into the studio with a television producer just to see what the opportunities would be. It's really by default, we wanted to really create makeup that looked like skin on high-def camera. On high def, it could be four times more clarity than we had been used to before, and which you know, working in film. So that really set us on the battle to really make a difference. You know, we, you know, like yourself and other makeup artists, we consider ourselves problem solvers because there may not be someone holding your hand and teaching you techniques or for that matter, technology. So.
Absolutely. Now, you know, there was this talk about HD years ago, several years ago, and it seems like now all of a sudden it's like, you know, a big issue. Well, not a big issue, but now it's like a big thing. I see a lot of cosmetic brands making products specifically for HD. Do you think that specific products are necessary for HD, or do you think it's more of a technique that needs,
Well, I do think that products and their ingredients, which ultimately end in the payoff on the skin, are absolutely the most important thing. When we started to do this, it was ingredients that really hampered the behavior of makeup, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
There were things that were too shiny, things that looked too matte. And when it was under the microscope, the HD camera, it looked more textured. And so we don't consider ourselves a company, an HD company, because we actually used the camera to develop our makeup because that's where we saw the mistakes. So, you know, I think it's smart marketing to put HD on the label and work a little bit harder to create formulations that look like skin. I think that's necessary and that's smart. So the technique really, I just think you have to work a little bit harder, well, a lot harder, if you're not airbrushing. Airbrushing is more precise, and you have the ability to apply it from zero opacity to maximum coverage, where we always didn't have that ability. We'd have to work harder to stipple, you know, the you-know-what out of foundation to get it to really blend into the skin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I see there's someone calling in from the 714 area code. I'm not sure if they're calling just to listen or if they are calling to speak. I will give them an opportunity.
Let's see.
If they like. Hello, caller.
Hello, this is Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Hi, Robin. Leanne.
Hi.
I know you.
I'm joining in.
Oh, thanks a lot.
A question or comment?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you have a question or comment?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I just got in, so I'm just listening in.
Listening. Okay, not a problem.
We want to know. Put your thinking cap on.
Rocky, where do you think this HD craze is going? How far do you think, or how serious do you think makeup artists should be when it comes to doing makeup for HD, whether they're airbrushing or not?
I think they have to take it seriously. Not only have I seen makeup artists be turned away for jobs, whether it's a bride who may not have a full understanding of HD or airbrushing or may not even be in HD, they know that this is something better. And I think, you know, let's talk about self-marketing, which as artists, we're not always the best at doing that. This will add value to you as an artist, and I think that's essential when you can get caught up in the art and not really speak for your power.
Mm-hmm.
So why not? You know what? It's just another brush, and it's going to really help you. It's a seamless blend, and so you could either spend, you know, 5 minutes on each eye blending manually, or as you've seen, you've come to one of my seminars, which I appreciate you being there and being, you know, a qualified celebrity makeup artist yourself, and you and your sister were so humble and so wonderful. It was a pleasure to have you, let me tell you.
Thank you so much. We were happy to be there.
I was very glad to have you. Hey, the more people that I could share this with and then get information from and learn from. You know, I call this a collective more than anything else. You know, I don't come from it with an ego. And Airbrush is a vehicle that really can bridge the gap not only between us as fellow makeup artists, but also I don't think we've gotten a great amount of respect from the other side of the business, the producers and the directors. And now there's this technicality where I think since Max Factor, we're going to start getting more respect and we will be needed and more valued.
Right. Absolutely. Let's talk about Ket Cosmetics a little bit. I know you spoke a little bit about how you originally started. What's so great about Ket? Tell the audience what's so great about Ket and why, you know, you're behind it 100%.
I am behind it 199%, mostly because what we have done is really quite unique to the industry, where I always felt like this is what a brand would do. Mm-hmm. They would go to the lab, and they weren't necessarily makeup artists. They may be an executive producing products and not in the everyday workplace. And they would create products, and then they would release them into the market, and then that would result in a couple of things. My biggest pet peeve is women of color and poor color selections that would turn ashy, or they'd be too red. Well, I feel like with Ket, what we decided to do is we had to think, like with outside of the box and the big picture, we had to create makeup, use the high-def camera as a tool, and view our prototypes with it, use that on people, produce makeup using color theory techniques on real skin. So that's really what sets us apart from the others. You know, I get a lot of people asking me, like, especially at trade shows, like at the IMATS we were recently at, and they say, what's the difference between you and XYZ? And they want to hear negativity, and I just really don't want to go there. Really, the difference, because when you get to ingredients, we can all put ingredients together and make makeup, and it can look beautiful. But really, it's the method in which it's produced, I think, is essential, and that's what sets us apart from the others, is that we've done the homework for makeup artists because we know how frustrating it could be.
Right. Absolutely. And how is your how do you get the word out to makeup artists about Ket? I mean, I know you're at the trade shows. I know you guys do classes. I also see Ket Cosmetics a lot at the hair shows. Now, I don't attend a lot of the, you know, a lot of the hair shows, but some of the ones that I have attended within the last year or so, I've seen Ket Cosmetics there. It seems to be like it's beginning to be a big thing in the hair industry. What's that all about?
Yeah, you know, we are featured at various trade shows, whether they are aesthetics trade shows, because I am an esthetician as well, and I had to learn, like, how to care for the skin as well to make it look beautiful. We're at hair shows. I do hair as well, and makeup shows. And really what I'm finding is that for a while, when we started this back in 98, we were asking hairstylists, do you do makeup? And the common response was, Oh, I used to, and I would say, you know, in my nice, sarcastic voice, I'd say, when you were in beauty school? And it seems to be the separation. So we feel like we need to keep our eyes open for where there are opportunities in the market, and the cosmetologists are a huge billion-dollar business in this country. And if there's something that could catch their attention, and they tend to be very technical, and so is airbrushing, then that's a place where we want to be. We're also featured greatly by professional makeup artists using the makeup on their clients. We get all different makeup artists spreading the word and getting us into shows like Lion King and on Cirque du Soleil. We're on our fourth show where they're using our colors. And just various different venues, and you know, as we go forward too, something an epiphany happen in my life where I feel like my career came full circle, where that Milady's standard textbook for estheticians that I learned from, 100 years ago, actually asked me via Marvin Westmore at the Westmore Academy, asked Sheila and I to write the chapter for airbrushing, which is the first. It's groundbreaking. Can I say it makes me verklempt when I think about it? When I think about all those years I was frustrated and I wanted to empower people based on my frustration, and then to get the ability to actually write the chapter, the first of its kind, that circulates to 80 countries,
mm-hmm.
that is like a marketing blessing in disguise.
Right.
Need I say more?
We have a couple of people in the chat room, and one of the questions from Victoria is, where can she find Tech Cosmetics?
Well, I wish I knew where she was. You know, we have a website, ketcosmetics.com. We're in most professional stores. You know, the list is big because we are in 13 countries. And we're not in prestige cosmetics via Macy's and Saks Fifth Avenue, so on and so forth. But there is a list of locations on our website. So if
okay.
I knew where she was, I could probably help her a little bit better, and maybe she'll write that, and we can get back to her.
Okay, sounds good. What would you tell, what kind of advice would you give makeup artists who are new to airbrushing? I know that there's a lot of makeup artists out there. They come to the trade shows, and they see all of these airbrush brands out there, you know, but they're kind of hesitant because they don't know where to start. You know, everyone seems to have, like, the greatest compressor, and then there's all these different guns that people talk about, and then there's the colors. Some makeup artists just don't know where to start. What kind of advice can you give them?
Well, I think really where the importance lies is doing your homework, first of all, finding textures that work into your world. When I was talking about, 12 or so years ago when I started to pick up an airbrush, it was the actual textures and the colors which really wanted me to just not deal with it at all. So I think that's the key, is finding what product formulations fit into what type of makeup you want. Some are more matte, some are dewy, some are a little bit shinier. And depending on what type of job you're doing, why not have more than one? As far as formulation. Now, the compressor, I think too much credit is put on the compressor, when the method that I teach is that I don't rely on the PSI, the pounds per square inch. You know, I don't like to work over 30 PSIs because I think it's detrimental to perhaps an injury. You know, when we started this, we would work with equipment that was really borrowed from the craft industry, you know, ranging up to 50, 100 PSI, and that could really damage someone's eye if there were mistakes that happened. So I usually tell people, I hope you have good insurance. And so now, thank God, that all of the brands are really creating safer equipment. I think key to learning airbrushing as well is that a lot of artists are going to make it look really easy, and the key is controlling the airbrush before it controls you, because you are bound to make mistakes when you're learning, and that's what growth is about. I don't think you could develop patience, for instance, without becoming irritated by something. It's a natural progression. And so really, they should know that no matter what the PSI is on, your index finger and the way that you manipulate the trigger is key to successful airbrushing.
Wow.
You have the power. You know, it's true. It's true. I mean, you've seen, you know, either makeup over applied or spatter happening. And these are things that can be controlled. And there's not many things in our lives that we could really control. So,
right.
You know, why not take advantage of a craft like this that you can really harness?
Exactly. I want to kind of go back a little bit about when you talked about us, my sister and I attending your seminar. I just wanted to say that I thought it was an excellent seminar.
Thank you.
From beginning to end, you know, we went over how to clean the airbrush, which, to be honest with you, that's fun for me. I love that. I love cleaning the airbrush.
Me
for some
too.
Reason. But I thought that the class, the way the class was set up and your style of teaching, I thought anyone who wasn't familiar with airbrushing at all could really get something out of it. Just off the top of your head, are there any classes that you guys are having coming up? Because I know one of the people that's in the chat room here is on the East Coast. I was wondering if you were having any East Coast classes coming up soon, because she's somewhat new to airbrushing.
Yes. In New York, we do a couple of classes each month. We have a high-def studio in our facility, and we have the high-def camera, a huge monitor. And so you can actually see, you know, the techniques as they unravel. And we'll be teaching the next on July 20th, which is a Monday, and it's a basic airbrush class. And then beyond that, Tuesday, July 21st, is an advanced. And the advanced is amazing. I constructed it so where it really kicks your butt. We do face charts before we do makeup, and hopefully you've been to day one, because you have to be prepared with some preliminary techniques. But the face charts are amazing. And you're coming to that one next. I'll just warn you now. What's that?
The date on that one again?
The basic is July 20th. The advanced is July 21st.
21st, okay.
Yeah. And we have an ongoing schedule on our website.
Okay. When I asked that question about the beginner, she responded, "Thank you for letting me know that it's okay to make mistakes. Sometimes you feel the pressure of being a professional makeup artist to be perfect or all-knowing."
Yeah, you know what? I can honestly say I thank God every day that I don't suffer from that pressure. I believe there are two things in life, and I'll say this once and I'll say it again, they are fear and love. Fear has you stuck and feeling like you have to succumb to the pressure, and then love empowers you.
Right.
Thank God we do something that we love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have another caller from the 410 area code. Looks like they may want to say something. Hello, caller.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I have a question. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Victoria, and I'm calling from the Washington, D.C. area. And my question is, I'm a television news anchor, and a lot of times, especially in the summer, you know, we're outside and we're doing reporting, and it's really, really hot, and I'm kind of getting up there in age, and I'm starting to have problems with my makeup, just really sort of sweating and coming off of off of my face. Now, I've gone to a couple of stores, and I know they have that sort of spray that you can spray on it that's supposed to set it. Is there anything that Kit has that I can use that's going to help me with that when I'm outside filming for my live shots?
Yes, there is. Hello, this is Rocky here. Thanks for calling, Victoria.
Thank you, Rocky.
Yes, there is. We actually created our hydroproof formula, which, once it's atomized onto the skin, becomes immovable and waterproof, and it's ideal for your situation. And I like to caution everybody who uses anything other than a water-based makeup. I like to call them high maintenance, because just the maintenance of cleaning, you really have to watch it. When you have a product like that dries rapidly, you just don't want it to dry in the airbrush.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
So I'd like to invite all of those who are listening and joining us in the chat room, if you have a question, please don't hesitate to call in or to type your question in. We will be glad to have them answered.
Yeah. Janice, don't make me implement my 10-question minimum mandatory, like in my seminar.
Right, exactly.
No, we really need to hear, you know, because You know, Janice and I may run out of questions, so we need to lean on you because we know that there's something that you want to ask.
I mean, we can talk about beauty-related things, but I really want people to get their airbrush questions in because a lot of people have a lot of questions and concerns. And,
yeah,
you know, everyone
absolutely.
Doesn't one try some, you know, a lot of makeup artists attempt to airbrush and they don't go through the training. And sometimes, you know, if you're self-taught and you can do it and do it right, then that's great.
That's what I say.
No, but if you're self-taught and you're not doing it right and then you have problems and wondering why, you know, the makeup is not exactly how it looked on that picture or something like that, then you should be calling in asking questions.
Yep.
And then Victoria left a comment that says, I saw the YouTube site as well. Great information.
Yay. Yeah, we're getting ready. We just, Sheila and I met yesterday, and we're slated to make more videos. You know, it's hard to get together all the entities that necessary to do the video, so I may have promised them and they didn't happen yet, but it's really, you know, the next step on our agenda to make more videos, one for women of color. I want to do that one sooner than later because I've actually had women of color makeup artists in my class who have cried. They've been in the business for 10-plus years. And when I've been able to match their skin, it's really, you know, it could be a hurtful thing when you feel like the market isn't conducive to your skin color. To me, it's absolutely ridiculous, and I'll be the first to say so.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we'll definitely be looking out for that. It's a big issue. All across the board, and not only black women, but do you find, because a lot of times when I speak of women of color, I not only speak of black women, but also, you know, there are women from all over the world who could be defined as a woman of color. Do you ever find that with your airbrush products or just with products in general, do you ever have other women of color complaining about not being able to match their skin tone?
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's talk about men like myself. I'm a light olive shade, and I have various different colors in my family, and it really doesn't matter. I don't think there's enough olive, yellow-green-based shades on the market. And I'm not talking about the ones that have so much green in them that they turn ashy, because you can be an olive skin tone to be very fair to very deep.
Right.
You can have a warm skin tone, be very fair and very deep. So it's been a mystery to me why, until the last 10 or 15 years, we haven't seen, you know, the proper color selections from light to deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I think another issue is with the almighty dollar. And I've seen brands that do create deeper shades. And there's a strategy in sales called a line edit. And that's when a brand, you know, 60% of the sales are not those unique shades, and they get edited from a line. And that really is upsetting as well. I don't think it should be because they don't carry the weight of sales.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, Rocky, we now have my sister Denise joining us.
Hello, Denise.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
I'm great.
Good.
I'm in my element. I appreciate you having me.
No problem. Just leaving work, so sorry for calling in so late.
Hey,
not a
it's a good thing that we're working, you know.
Right, right.
You are blessed.
Yes. So.
We also have Marietta Carter Narcisse joining us in the chat room. And we have a caller calling. Hi, Marietta. We also have a caller calling in from the 425 area code. Hi, caller. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. This is Jeanette.
Ooh.
And I would like to. What happened?
I said, no, she didn't. Please continue,
yes,
Mother.
She did. I'm so proud of you.
Ooh, you're going to make me cry on the air. Thank you. This is my mother. Surprised me once again.
Aha. Uh-huh. Hey, that's my job. Keep you on your toes.
Hello.
Okay. I love you, and have a
I
good
love
evening.
You too. Thank
oh.
you.
Okay,
thank you
bye.
For calling in,
bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now you know where I get it from.
No, wait. Did she say that she was your mother?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
That's so sweet. Now, where does she live, Rocky?
My mother lives in a very small town in Blaine, Washington, and it's called Birch Bay, right near the border of Canada, and I actually was inspired by her, beauty, and, ooh, I'm getting the glint again. I mean, y'all know
aww.
I'm sensitive, so
yes,
bear
yes.
with me, but, no, really, I used to watch her do her makeup, and I was inspired, and I remember stealing her first brush-on brow. It was in this little slide, you know, a little compartment with a dry eyeshadow and a little stiff brush, and
wow.
Needless to say, she'd catch me with her red lipstick on at age 4, and I have no shame, so, you know, I was never ridiculed for it, and I think that's really part of my strength.
Oh, okay.
How nice.
Yep, and there she is.
I wanted to let you know that on the show that I'm working on, Drop Dead Diva, of course I told you before that I've been using, different liquid makeups, but I've also been using Ket. And again, I used Ket on a young lady today. And if I have to say so myself, she looks absolutely gorgeous. I mean, she looks
like a
porcelain doll.
Oh, thanks for your support.
And the thing is, her skin, you know, she's been having problems with breakout, and so we've been trying to treat her skin and get it back to where it needs to be, and she just looked gorgeous today.
Wonderful. Well, I'll take credit, but most of it goes to you, honey. You applied it.
Yeah, I applied it, and I want to let you know that the airbrush that I purchased, you know, the ones from Nigel's Beauty Emporium, the airbrush gun,
yeah.
I love it.
Oh, good. You know, I walked out of there and I didn't really get one. I got too busy. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to hear because I've been wondering, you know, how they would work. And it's nice to know.
Yeah, I really do like it. So I've been playing around with the colors and trying to, you know, play around with the shimmers a little bit.
Yeah. Speaking of our latest item, the liquid pigments, that's another thing that we're proud of because we wanted to produce, you know, usable daily colors that we use. And, down the road we'll do, like, fantasy colors in metallics and things like that. But our goal is always to use, you know, to produce usable items that we need now, you know.
Right.
We always run out and buy that, like, purple metallic and green metallic, and we don't always get the chance to use it, so.
Absolutely. Well, I have callers from the 501 area code and the 208 area code, and I just want to give them the opportunity to speak. Like, hello, callers, would any of you like to say something?
Yes, my name is Kenneth.
Hi, Kenneth. Which area code are you from?
I'm calling from 510.
Okay, where is that?
That's in the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Cool. Welcome to the show, Kenneth.
Thank you.
What's your question or comment?
I just actually wanted to call and just congratulate Rocky on his great success. I'm just a really
thank you.
And I actually just caught his mother and her comment too.
Oh, okay. Wasn't that sweet?
You are a sweetheart. I appreciate it.
And just to let everybody know that, you know, Rocky really knows his business and he knows his industry. And you're really
he really
to
does.
Him
thanks for noticing.
Yeah, he really does.
Thanks for saying so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. So thank you so much. And I'll be looking at this Blog Talk Radio since I got a new phone.
All right.
Kenneth.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kenneth.
Everybody have a great 4th of July.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. That's so sweet.
Yeah. You have a lot of support.
Uh-huh.
Don't stand on
I love
mic.
It.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
I'm good. I'm taking it in. You know, this is important to hear, you know, as an artist, you know, because I'm not coming from that ego place, and I listen to every word. I appreciate it.
Right.
I just want to say, Rocky, that I said that Marietta Carter Narcisse was one of the people that's in our on our chat room, and I don't know if you're familiar with Marietta, but she's a makeup artist who's been around for a long time, like maybe 20-plus years. We met her at our very first IMAX. But
I know her name. I'm not sure if I've met her or not.
She's also a woman of color. We met her at our very first IMAX, which was like 9 years ago. I asked, you know, her if, let's see what she's been saying in the chat room. She said, I took airbrush classes in 1987. That's a long time ago.
Wow. She
says, I airbrushed a little bit, but I haven't in quite a while. What makes Ket products different from Temptu or Dynair? And then she goes on to say, I am thinking of getting back into it, so what do you recommend? She is teaching makeup for film at Cosmics. She's doing quite a lot of period makeup. So what do you recommend? She's thinking about getting back into it.
I recommend Ket, of course.
I just have to say this. Then she turns around and says, don't make me sound that old, only 51.
Honey, you're young.
Yeah.
Please.
No, but I just wanted everybody to know, Marietta, that you've been doing what you do for a very long time, and that's worth telling.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. We can call you legendary.
Right.
Yes.
That's a good one. But in regards to other brands, what I can speak on is what Ket is, and what Ket is really a collective of makeup artists. So what we do is we listen to what makeup artists' needs are, and we then, you know, based on our own selfish needs and the needs of makeup artists, we create products like our Hydro Foundation, which is movable. We go the extra mile in its production with the HD camera. Whether you're going to work in HD or not, you're going to have a product that looks amazing in all other mediums because of the way it was produced. And really, what sets us apart as well is the ingredients that we put into our products. We, Sheila and I, handpick most of the ingredients. We actually go into the lab and create the formulations ourselves. I mean, not the formulations, the colors. And, you know, doing forums with makeup artists, friends of ours, and tweaking, and then going back into the studio. So I can't really, you know, I can say we have water-based and an alcohol water-based, and our cream makeup is a makeup that is waterproof, and it has a wax base, as opposed to having an emollient base like a lot of cream makeup on the market. So I think it's what I can speak on is really the attention that we pay to make our makeup really all-inclusive.
And I can also, I'm a witness to how well the product works in high definition. Again, like I said, the young lady that I did today, I mean, she was just absolutely beautiful, and it's not something that you have to apply a little, or, you know, you just apply what's needed on the skin, and it works. It works. It's blendable, and that's what I like about it. I airbrushed her when I first applied the makeup, but then when I set, I just took the two bottles of foundation, you know, and put it in her bag, and I went to set, and when I needed to, you know, to touch up or whatever, I took the
foundation and poured a little out on the sponge, and I used it. It's blendable. It's easy to work with.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that was really important to us because when we started playing around with airbrush makeup, it was not movable. And being a facilitator, you know that it's really detrimental to the learning curve if you make a huge mistake and it freezes up onto the face and you can't manipulate it again or it's hard to get off. So we also wanted to really please non-makeup artists who want professional items, which sometimes are hard to attain, and we wanted it to be makeup that could be used by everybody in a professional sense.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It's
Rocky,
a great product. It really is.
Love ya.
Before we go, because we only have like about 4 minutes left, before we go, I just wanted you to tell us, because I ask all of our guests this all the time, what beauty means to you.
What beauty means to me is really it's a spirit, and it's really one's ability to enable yourself to allow whatever your strength is and your unique quality to come through. And I think really when you can recognize that, then it empowers you to find the right tools to enhance your beauty. I think that really if you had that sense of wholeness and how beautiful you are individually, then makeup becomes secondary, and it becomes something that can really work for you and not really cover up something that you may not be comfortable with.
Love
right.
it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rocky, for joining us tonight.
It's my pleasure.
And we'll be on your listening to you and joining you on your forums and conversations coming up. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
And give everyone the web address again, so people will know where they could find out about your classes and where they could at least start to order your products.
Yep. You can find us at www.ketcosmetics.com. That's KETTcosmetics.com. We have a list of our products, upcoming seminars and trade shows, and we invite everyone who wants to learn. You know, most importantly, our seminars really encompass more than just airbrushing as well. Our goal is to really bridge the gap and to incorporate airbrush techniques into traditional techniques. So, whether you're a novice or a veteran in the business, this is really something that could add on to the creativity and the power that you've already harnessed for yourself and the craft that you have and building value in you as an artist. And so really that's really the key to why we do this. And so we hope to see you in some of our upcoming seminars. And, you know, I wholeheartedly thank Denise and Janice for being there for me and going on to Twitter where I found you and asking, you know, the
right.
question, which, you know, has opened a door to which I hope is a great relationship. And I can't wait to see you as my guest, of course, in the advanced seminar.
Oh, great, great.
Where I'm going to kick your butt.
I know. I'm gonna do my best to attend.
You're
going to
do great.
I'll let you know.
Now,
I have
Sheila
complete
listening?
Faith. No.
Is Sheila listening tonight? She's not?
No. She got a house. She bought a house in Vermont, and it's so rural.
Oh.
She can't even get internet yet, and they haven't had a phone applied. But,
oh, my God.
Yeah, so her whole family's up there. And, you know, next time I would love to have her for this. And, thanks again.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll please tell her hello.
I will certainly do that.
There will definitely be a next time.
I'll be here.
I know you will.
Thank
you so much, Rocky. And thank you to all of our callers, our listeners, and everyone who joined us in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining us. And tonight's show was not a regularly scheduled week. We were supposed to do this show last week, and we rescheduled this week. But next Thursday, we will have our next show. So stay close to our profile page. And, of course, you'll see us on Twitter and Facebook where you'll get more information about the guests for that show. But thank you. Please go out there and mark this particular show as a favorite. We would greatly appreciate that. Tell your friends about it. Tell the whole entire makeup community about this show. We want to make this show a big, big, big success. Again, you can call in at 914-803-4399. Every other Thursday, and we may be moving to every week, so stay tuned for that. Also, you can send questions and comments at info@illusionsbeauty.com. Thanks again to everyone. Thank you to my sister for joining us and to Rocky again. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, you guys.
Okay. Have a good night. Bye-bye.